Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
Now, with tourism numbers continuing to climb post-pandemic, many South Africans, I guess, are gearing up for international trips this festive season. But with the excitement of travel often comes risk, things like unexpected medical emergencies, maybe cancellations or disruptions. And these can turn a dream vacation into a costly nightmare. I want to talk a little bit more about managing the risk around this. I'm in conversation with Noel Joseph, claims manager at Travel Insurance Consultants. It's a division of the big Santam Group. Noel, good evening to you and welcome. Medical claims, I read, account for about 80% of travel insurance claims. Why are these costs so high then? And what can travelers do to ensure that they are adequately covered? I think I referenced in my introduction, we're so excited about going on the holiday, we forget about something as basic as that.
Good evening, Jeremy, and thank you for the opportunity. I think first and foremost, the reason why costs are so high is obviously, you know, South Africans are traveling to foreign destinations where the currency of those destinations in dollars and euros are significantly, obviously, higher than that of the rand. So that's one of the reasons. Medical inflation over the last period, including the forthcoming year, is set to be around 10%. In addition to that, medical costs worldwide, including aviation expenses, have increased. So it is imperative that when clients do travel, they take out comprehensive travel insurance to ensure that unexpected setbacks, of which medical is the most pressing, is comprehensively covered.
And Noel, I think I'm correct in saying that it is relatively inexpensive compared to the potential cost of an emergency. It does still beg the question why so many of us tend to ignore it or forget about it.
Most certainly. And, you know, the reality of the situation is that comprehensive travel insurance is a non-negotiable. There should never be a situation, Jeremy, when you travel internationally not to have comprehensive travel insurance. The financial consequences to a traveler or their families is significant. And therefore, if you do not have comprehensive travel insurance, the financial consequences to you and your family could be devastating. In addition to that, just to give you some comparative analysis, the average cost of a consultation in the US for a visit to a doctor, for example, ranges between $300 to $500. In the UK, between £200 to £350. In Europe, between €200 to €400. So the financial consequences just for a consultation is significant. In Mauritius, for example, we've seen a number of cases. And just if I could just quote a few examples, pneumonia in Mauritius, around 200,000. A cardiac-related event for 10 days in Mauritius, $500,000. An injury from stepping on a stonefish in Mauritius, $100,000. In the US, you can expect to pay about $500,000 for pneumonia. And for an MVA, expect to pay around $14 million. So that's the consequences that you face if you do not have adequate and appropriate travel insurance when you travel.
Noel, I've got to ask the question. How many stonefish claims have you had in the past?
A couple, Jeremy, more than you would think. So in this year alone, we've had about a half a dozen, actually.
This is terrifying. So I think from now on, I'm going to avoid Mauritius completely. You talk about the comprehensive cover. However, yes. Are there degrees of comprehensive cover that are available, or is it one all-encompassing package?
So the comprehensive cover is essentially comprehensive. It's as simple as that. There aren't degrees of comprehensive cover, but what we would always advise and recommend and suggest and propose to to travelers out there, to when you are looking at various products in the market, don't just look at the price. Look at the terms and conditions as well as the cover limits associated to the products being offered. So consider, for example, the medical term limits. Engage your travel insurer at the onset so they can manage the process with you during your journey. You know, compare not just the premium, as I indicated, but also the terms and conditions associated to that. And finally, appreciate the value of your travel agent and the value they can bring to ensuring they book an appropriate and accredited holiday package for you. Your holiday is meant to be stress-free and fun. It is not intended to be an emotional roller coaster. And if you do not have that adequate partner in this regard, it could well turn out to be a nightmare. So ensure you're adequately insured with a comprehensive travel policy. And whenever you're on a journey requiring medical attention or non-medical assistance, like trip disruptions, engage your travel insurer from the onset.
Is it fairly easy to obtain within a short space of time, or do I need to go through some sort of pre-check?
Jeremy, you can apply for travel insurance by calling your travel insurer. You can go online and book it right now, literally, as long as you do so prior to your departure. It's a straightforward and very, very easy process.
So that's the medical side of it, but there's more,
yes,
of course, isn't there? So trip cancellations, for instance, which I read account for 15% of claims.
Yes.
What are the most,
yes,
common reasons for cancellations? And again, how do we avoid a costly surprise?
So the most common reasons for trip cancellations or trip disruptions is essentially where a medical emergency arises either during your journey, affecting your journey in the sense of having to curtail or extend your journey, or prior to your departure, Jeremy, you could, for example, have a motor vehicle accident precluding you from traveling and thus resulting in the financial aspect of ensuring you're adequately insured. Again, I go back to comprehensive travel insurance. Ensure that your cancellation or trip disruption benefit is at the comprehensive level to ensure it matches the value of your package in the event of cancellation or curtailment. So again, speak to your travel insurer, engage with your travel agent, ensure that the package you take matches the financial consequence to cancellation if it were to arise. And that's imperative.
What about geopolitical tension? So if I'm heading to a region where there is known difficulty, what should I be watching out for?
So I think it's always essential when you do travel to engage with, you know, the Department of International Relations and Cooperation to ensure that regions you are traveling to are essentially regions you should be traveling to. There, so travel directives effectively are given. But obviously, Jeremy, it's also incumbent upon you as a traveler to avoid countries where you are on a war footing. For example, Ukraine, Russia, you know, Israel, for example. Those regions should be avoided altogether, because you're exposing yourself to undue risk. And if you travel to those regions, then most travel insurers will exclude those regions altogether.
Noel, I'm very lucky in my life to have done a lot of traveling. I have always taken,
yes,
out travel insurance, but I don't think I've ever read the policy itself. Many travelers, I would imagine, don't fully understand the terms of that policy. What are the most misunderstood aspects of travel insurance policy, do you think?
Well, that's a very good question, Jeremy. I think first and foremost, the first thing that most travelers conflate or confuse is essentially a travel insurance policy is not a medical aid. So the travel insurance policy is intended for medical emergencies. It's not a medical aid. So if you need to go for your annual, you know, dental cleaning, that's not what a travel policy is intended for. The travel insurance policy is intended for medical emergencies that arise as due to an unforeseen event or occurrence. So that's probably the most misconstrued perception of travel insurance. Secondly, the travel insurer is your partner on your journey. We're not there to prevent or circumvent what you're entitled to claim for. So engage your travel insurer, have that discussion with them. And when you find yourself in difficulties, contact your travel insurer through the assistance partner and allow them to be your partner on your journey. You are not alone. You're not intended to be alone. We are there to not only facilitate and pay for your medical expenses, but also provide the assistance. And as you correctly pointed out earlier, when you have a medical emergency, it doesn't just affect you. It affects your family. It affects your journey. It affects your flight arrangements. There's a multiplicity of factors that arise. And therefore, your travel insurer should be engaged at the onset through your comprehensive policy to ensure that all aspects, not just the medical aspect, but the travel aspect, the accommodation aspect, your families who are traveling with you are also accommodated, because it's not the traveler that's affected, Jeremy. It's also the companions in that party that's also affected by your illness or injury or disease.
Noel, I'm just going to circle back to that stonefish. Anyone who's traveling to Mauritius, I just want to point this out, that first sign is a numbness or tingling. It may last for several weeks after the sting. Then there's a skin breakdown, sometimes severe enough to require surgery. A puncture to the person's chest or abdomen may lead to death. Noel, Joseph,
yes,
from Travel Insurance Consultants, we have been warned about insurance and stonefish. Thank you very much for joining me tonight.
Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.